The cynical joke is doing the rounds at the moment. It seems a man needed a brain transplant, so Danny goes to the organ bank to pick one out. Now, this brain belonged to a philosopher, the curator said. It's worth $5,000, and this one was donated by a nuclear physicist. It's worth $8,000. And that one over there was taken from a politician. It's worth $100,000. Hold on, said the man. How come the politician's brain was worth $100,000? Oh, it's because it's never been used. Maybe it's a little unjust to presume that politicians don't use their brains. But as they seem to get so locked in their own party machinery and rhetoric, they can seem to move out of touch with the ebb and flow of ordinary people and how they experience life. Gelbert points out that the real test of leadership is not in hankering after power, but in a longing to serve ordinary people in the midst of their ordinary worlds. That'll be worth thinking about at this particular time. I'm Mal Garvin.